Well, when I was in the service station business, I sold tires, and I had to find something to do. I'm good at spending money. My granddaughter recently told me, she said, "Grandpa, I know when you're going to die." And I said, "When?" Because she said it so sincerely. She said, "When you run out of money," said, "you'd love to spend money." And said, "When you run out of money, you'll die." Well, I think she's really right. But anyway, I opened a tire store.
What was the name of the tire business?
The Tire Barns. And they're still in existence today.
And there's one here in Bixby as
one
I drove
here
up.
In Bixby, and there's two or three around. We had 10. Really did good in the end. And I wanted to buy an airplane. So I went shopping. There's a big dealer in Tulsa. And I wanted a six-passenger airplane, but I really couldn't afford a six-passenger. Randy said, "I got an unusual deal here. I don't normally get involved in making partnerships," but he said, "I've got a doctor that's got five in his family. He needs a six-passenger airplane. They didn't make a five-passenger airplane." And he said, "He needs a six-passenger airplane, but he can't afford it." And he said, "I wonder if I might put you two together, get you all introduced, and y'all talk." So we met, and we just instantly hit it off. So we agreed to buy a six-passenger airplane and be partners. Well, he was a doctor, and he was the chief of staff at St. John's. So obviously he was financially capable of doing some things. He lived in a 40-bedroom house. It was the old Bowlwood Mansion.
Really? 40 bedrooms?
40 bedrooms, yes. And it had a utility tunnel about 3 foot square. That's where the utilities, the electric and the steam heat and the water and everything, went to different rooms in the house through this tunnel. And he said that he had to seal that tunnel up so his kids would get in it, and he's afraid they'd get lost. They couldn't find them. But anyway.
So you buy the airplane. Now tie me that to the tire business.
All right. So I was making probably as much as he's making as a doctor. And here I'm a kid with a ninth grade education. So we got to be good friends. Everything just worked out wonderful. I'm 87 and Bill is 83 today.
What's his name?
Bill Harrison. He's retired now. He had three kids just like I did. So he said to me one day, he said, "Red, did you ever think about expanding?" Well, I really didn't, because I was making pretty good money in a single tire store. And I said, "Well, no, I never did, Bill." He said, "Well, if you want to think about it," said, "I'd be your partner." It helped my ego thinking of somebody with his education and qualifications and titles and everything. So I said, "Yeah, all right, we will." So we borrowed the money and opened another store. We did good in that. So pretty soon we opened another store. At the end, I think we had 10 stores.
Another successful business. But I'm still unsure why you went into the tire business in the first place.
I needed something to do.
Okay.
I had been in the tire business when I had this.
Oh, that's station. Right.
I sold tires, and I seemed like I made as much money in the tires as I did in the gas business.
Okay, that made sense. All right, so then you had Tire Barns.
Yeah, Tire Barns.
10 of them. For how long?
I think it's 10 years. I believe that's how long we
were. So you're becoming a wealthy man.
I didn't know how to save money. You give me $1 million, I could probably have it spent in the next week or two. I've had occasions to have $1 million. You know, every man wants to make $1 million a year. You got your do before I die list, or now they call it the bucket list.
Yep.
But I think making $1 million a year should be on every man's list. And I've made over $1 million a year, but that came a little bit later than the tire business.